Well, it's 19 minutes to 5 o'clock on this beautiful, mashallah, wet, rainy Saturday morning on our show at Safina to Ilal Jannah, the 24th of Safar, 1443. Well, let's cross over to our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Diaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 24th of Safar 1443. We focus on chapter 17 and verse number 8. Remember, we told you the past few days, the book we are using is called Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya Hawla Qadiyyatil Falastiniyya by Sheikh Salah Khalidi, a masterpiece, mashallah, to understand the Palestinian issue in the light of the noble Qur'an. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us in chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 8, عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يَرْحَمَكُمْ. Remember, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla was, is, will always be the one who is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. Hence, daily we should read chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكْ وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكْ. O beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. See in this verse, Asa Rabbukum. When the word Asa is used for ordinary people, people like me and you, mortals like me and you, then it means maybe, perhaps. But when it's used for Almighty Allah, then Abdullah ibn Abbas, the great, great companions, the greatest companions as far as tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran would go, would say that then you translate it, Asa Rabbukum, Asa Rabbukum, surely, definitely your sustainer, nourisher, provider, Ayyarhamakum, he'll have mercy on you. So this is after the punishment is given to the Jews, yet Almighty Allah is giving them a last chance that make repent, make tawbah, and you come back to Islam and the right path. But remember the warning, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. And if you repeat your crimes, as they are doing nowadays with the apartheid rogue terrorist regime of Israel, then udna, then we also will punish you, and the level of punishment will increase. And remember, Almighty Allah has mentioned chapter 7, verse number 167, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. That Allah Jalla wa'ala has announced, your sustainer, nourisher, he will appoint against them someone to punish them until the day of justice, till the day of judgment, and this will be a worse, worse type of punishment. So therefore, this is a grave, stern warning to the Jewish community, not for all of them, for those who are, remember, the zalims and the oppressors and transgressors. Among them, there are those who are just, they embrace Islam. Alhamdulillah, for them is double reward, and then inshallah, Jannat Jannat al-Firdaus, that is paradise, eternal pleasure and success. And those who persist and continue with their vices, وَجَعَلْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ حَصِيرًا. And Allah Ta'ala has made Jahannam, remember, the enclosure for these people who are the disbelievers and the people who don't want to accept the truth. So therefore, we should beg Almighty Allah daily for ourselves, for our deceased. Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Oh, beloved Allah, we ask of you, Jannat al-Firdaus. Today is the 24th of Safar. On the 24th of Safar, 1997, my beloved mother passed away. 82 Ramadan, my father passed away. Make dua for all of them and the entire Ummah Muslimah. Allah Jalla wa la grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Yesterday at the Avondale Musalla, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas son, and that is Hafiz Ismail, and our sister, our daughter Sarah Bibi, that's a daughter of Hafiz Yusuf Isaac. The nikah, everything went very, very well. Allah Jalla wa la grant them mahabba, mawadda, ulfa, love, compassion, and respect for one another, and keep them together forever in this world and in Jannat al-Firdaus. And the last announcement for today is, O Ummah, I don't know if you are following the news that is going on in Assam, in India. So remember, things are very, very bad for Muslims there. And our masajid are also getting demolished and so forth in various parts. Make special dua. Allah Jalla wa Ala alleviate the plight of the Muslims in India, in Palestine, occupied Palestine, and Syria, and Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan, and all parts of the world. And Almighty Allah grants hidayah to these zalims, these tenpot dictators and transgressors. And if there is no hidayah for them and no guidance for them, may Almighty Allah decimate and annihilate them. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ustad, that was our first question from Brother Walter, where he says that, Sir AK, have you heard about Modi of India, who wants to destroy your mosque to build his properties and palace? And Walter says that, I told you all time and time again, he does not know what's peace. He does not like Islam. Walter, Ustad.
Remember, Walter, I'm sitting here outside. If you only know, you will have a good smile and a good chuckle. That next to me is the flora and fauna, and the security is there. And when I look up, I just see all the beautiful, wonderful, tall skyscrapers. And on my right-hand side, I see the beautiful ocean here. And I'm sitting on one small chair. Another chair is actually, I've just made it like a nice, you know, mimbar and a pulpit for me. And I'm just thing I was doing this interview here, so I don't disturb anybody. So I don't have any crystal ball here, my brother Walter. But what you are saying, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned more than 1400 years ago. Now this is what you have to do, Walter. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will surely find now and in the future the people who have the greatest enmity, hatred for the people of Iman and Islam. Yahud, the Jews, referring to majority of them, وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and the mushriks and the idol worshippers. And remember, these are the teacher and the student. The teacher apartheid Israel. They say Israel is a Jewish state, so ethnic cleansing must take place of Muslims and Palestinians, Allah forbid. And remember, Modi and his party, BJP, came into power 2014, and they say that India is a Hindu state, hence Muslims must be treated second, third class, go Kabristan or go Pakistan, Allah forbid, that go to the graveyard or go migrate to Pakistan. So remember that Israel have taught them this, so he is the dictator, tenpot dictator, so that is Modi and his party. So now in Assam, you can see what they're doing. Then they want to build a big palace, and in the process, they want to demolish 6 mosques in the process of building this. So can you imagine now, where is the Muslims and the Arabs? They're still making wheeling, dealing with them. Where is United Nations, Amnesty International, and all the human rights associations? So you must remember this. Everywhere we see hypocrisy, Everywhere we see double standards. When America commits a crime, China commits a crime, Britain commits crime, and you must remember, Taliban will come do something wrong, then just see the language and everything, how the double standards are played. So remember, without a shadow of doubt, India is heading for an apartheid India, but their time will come, you must remember, that they must get a good threshing, because Almighty Allah taught us, and they lost millions and millions in Afghanistan already. In al-batil akana zahuqa, that verily anything based on falsehood, it must perish.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. We go to Phoenix, Ustad. Mufti sahab, I pray my namaz on time with high concentration, yet my dua is not accepted. What am I doing wrong, Ustad?
Remember that three issues here, my brother, in Phoenix. First and foremost, look at your income. How is your income? Is it halal and tayyiba, lawful, pure, wholesome? Is it contaminated, tainted, polluted? And third one, what are you consuming? You just eat anything everywhere where there's a halal logo. These halal logos are not worth the paper on which they are written in many instances. So our income has to be halal, and what we consume must be halal and tayyiba. And then when you cry, you beg, you petition Almighty Allah, then surely your du'as will be accepted. But you, my brother, remember, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوْقِدُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. When you beg Almighty Allah, yourself, you must have the firm conviction, my beloved, Allah will accept my supplication and petition, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So how are you making and reciting the dua? First, praise Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thereafter, Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then speak to Almighty Allah, cry and let the tears roll, and that is so beloved to Almighty Allah. And if the dua is not accepted immediately, you continue if it is something good and permissible. Human nature is such, once our dua is accepted, then remember, conveniently we suffer from selective amnesia. Then we stop making dua. So Almighty Allah loves it when we stretch our hands out and we are beggars and paupers in the court of Allah and say, Wallahu al-ghaniyu wa antum al-fuqara. Ya Allah, Jalla wa Ala, you are self-sufficient. And oh beloved Allah, you are the one. Then you know everything and we are the paupers and beggars in your court. My brother Zakir, pharmacist Zakir Muhammad, just came. So you carry on, Maulana, firing up, and I'll jump into the car, and then we continue, inshallah.
Ustad, there's a sister, I don't know if Ustad remembers, that sister that eloped. She says that, dear Mufti Saab, I'm the girl that eloped and told you that I was very, very happy. Now he has turned to be a monster. And I know you told me that I should go back to my parents, and I refused, and I told you no. That I am the girl that eloped and I'm happy. Now he has turned to be a monster. What should I do? Ustad, anonymous sister.
Sister, when we tell you something, I don't know you. I don't know the so-called lover of yours and so forth. But it is common sense. The problem is common sense is no more common nowadays. If you are ill and you are sick and you keep on taking poison, and then few days you tell me, but this poison is very tasty. And then after 1 week, 1 month, you will see the consequences. So when I'm telling you that don't ever get eloped with this person, you told me, no, it's very happy, you're very happy, and so forth and so on. Now the true colors are coming out, because you won't be the first lady he's eloped with. He will use you and throw you away as a condom. You must remember that. So that is what happens in this society. So we are trying to teach you what Islam teaches. وَلَا تَغْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even go near fornication and adultery. Do not even go near these places. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. It is something indecent and obscene. So Islam teaches us the halal, the pure, the way of human beings, the true human beings. But today's human being has relegated, debased himself to the levels of animal and worse than animal. So, my sister, my message to you is threefold. Number one, detach and cut off all ties with him. Block his numbers, everything. If you're living there, just move out. Number two, you're Muslim, then make sincere tawbah and repent. If you're not Muslim, embrace Islam, and the doors of tawbah and the doors of repentance are always open. Chapter 39, verse number 53. La taqanatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned, despondent in the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah forgive all the sins.
The brother says here, dear Mufti Saab, a smiling face doesn't mean that somebody is happy. Ustad, I never knew that my brother was physically beating up my sister-in-law. How do I handle this matter? And can Mufti Saab tell me where you are at the moment? He wants to come and meet you, Ustad.
Remember, my brother, that is true, that always put people sometimes put up a show and so forth, that they are very, very happy and so forth. But inside, there are a lot of issues that are going on which we are unaware of. For any person, Muslim, non-Muslim, to assault his wife, better her, all this totally haram, unlawful. I always say, don't come to us. Go to the police and lay a charge of assault. We don't have any power, executive power, to implement punishments. We are only in an advisory capacity. So that's the first thing. So you must intervene and tell your sister-in-law and your brother that this, what he's doing, your brother is doing to your sister-in-law, is unacceptable, obviously. And then show her what the options are. That does she want to stay in the marriage? Does she want to go and lay a complaint against her husband, and he can go to jail or whatever, you in prison? Or third one, she can apply for a divorce and so forth. So all these options, if you're a Muslim, then you make istikhara and see what Allah Ta'ala guides you. Regarding myself, my brother is my last day here in Durban, so I'm very, very busy. So sorry about that, forgive me. But I advise you, go to the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal. They are there opposite Al-Falah School in this thing, Alpine Street or Alpine Road or whatever. So inshallah, they'll help you out, inshallah.
Ustad, Mr. Bishop says that everybody thinks that their religion is right. And I'm sure there are flaws in every religion, AK. So tell me about the flaws in Islam, because there are so many different groups in your religion too, Mr. Bishop Ustad.
Mr. Bishop, you must remember that three-quarters of your statement is correct. Everybody will say their religion is correct. But Islam is the only correct and religion that will grant us all salvation. Now, what is the difference, my brother, Mr. Bishop? That you study all the religions and you will find the man-made eventually. Now you study your Bible and see if you are a bishop or you follow a bishop or a cardinal or a pope or a priest or pastor, that you got according to Mark, according to Luke, according to Matthew. Why according to? Because none of them met Jesus, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. So they have so many different versions of the Bible that the versions are confused also. So you see, Islam, we have the Quran Kareem, the direct speech of Almighty Allah, 6,236 verses of the Noble Quran, 114 chapters, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Millions of us have committed it to memory. You cannot produce even one. So this is correct. Many people have come because they are agents of the West, and the West pays them, and then they want to distort the image of Islam. You take the Qadianis, you take the Aga Khanis, you take the Ahmadis. They all claim to be Muslim, but they have nothing to do with Islam. But they are agents of the West, and therefore today what the people call terrorism and so forth. But if you go into the history, you will see they were funded by the enemies of Islam. So therefore, my brother, I told you on several occasions, I'm here to teach and preach Islam without any apology and compromise. We are not here to defend Muslims or so-called Muslims. So yes, that is what you are getting wrong. You must study true Islam from the true Muslims.
Ustad, listen to this question, Ustad. It says here, hi, Mr. Abdul. I think it's referring to you, Ustad. He says, I listen to your show every morning, and sometimes you are very blunt and don't answer the questions being posed. My suggestion is, If you don't know the answer, then just pass and answer later and stop picking on the Americans. Not everybody can be painted with the same brush. Ustad.
Americans are the biggest super terrorists. You must remember, no sense trying to cover up for them. Who dropped the bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Who invaded Iraq, you must remember, and murdered million people plus? Who murdered 500,000 children? Who are the people who murdered thousands of people in Vietnam? Who is murdering and killing people now in various parts of the world? What is the rights of my brothers there in Gitmo? Where is my sister's right, Dr. Afia, there? This is all what you did. So it's no sense trying to blame me for your crimes and so forth. So you must remember, in a case like that, we say that your fault is yours. So now you want to come and blame it by me. No. We don't have to be an expert to see the crimes, the war crimes committed by Bush and by, you must remember, before that by Clinton and after that by Obama and all it carries on, you must remember. Therefore, you got a good thrashing and a whooping in by the Taliban, and that the whole American public has seen how hopeless, useless and spineless you are. You must remember that. And your Trump also admitted to that. The world defeat in the history of America. So we'll be very blunt on that issue, brother.
Ustad, that was Mr. Sam. He says his name is Mr. Sam Ustad.
Mr. Sam, if you don't like South Africa, you go back to Uncle Sam.
Somebody says, Ustad, can I sell fish products, Ustad? He says, AK, my brother, can I sell fish products and meat products from the same fridge to Muslim customers? My Muslim friend said, I must keep it separate, Ustad.
Remember that, my brother, that I think you're not a Muslim, and for you to put a halal logo or a halal sign, so all that is unacceptable. For a person to say something is halal and you want to sell halal, he must be a Muslim. All this business that the non-Muslim going to put a sign there, or they just put a non-Muslim manager, although it's all by Muslim, all this for us is unacceptable. And the next issue, that you put the to put in your fridge the meat and the fish all together, 100% there will be contamination. And I'm telling you, even if you put in separate fridges and whatever else, still we will not say it's halal, because the law in Islam is we have a strict diet code, and the person who's the owner of that enterprise or the manager and so forth, they must be Muslim. Mm. We can never rely on people who don't even know the basic rules, and our faith is and their faith is different. By them, their faith is money. Remember that. They're the capitalistic society and the secular society. The aim is what? Make maximum amount of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So that is, you must remember, that what you are doing, majority, and Islam is not profit. It is to serve humanity for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah.
Was that Brother Edward from Auckland? He wants to know that, is there any way that you guys can invite the Taliban over to South Africa just to come and give lectures and to advise the South Africans who start?
Remember, my brother Edward, it's a good suggestion, but not now, because they have to stabilize, they have to consolidate. You know how much power, how much pressure is being applied on them. You do this, you do this, you do this. But when the Burmese government, the Myanmar government, was doing ethnic cleansing of the Muslims, the Rohingya Muslims, and when the other states, you see India and you see apartheid Israel, then nobody saying you must do this, you must do this. Israel is committing crimes for the past 70 years plus. Nobody applied sanctions against them. There was no embargo against them. If you see United Nations, majority of the resolutions against any country, that is against the rogue apartheid regime of Israel. So again, my brother, you will see the double standards and the hypocrisy. So the point I'm making here is this. They all are needed there. And today lectures years and all that time here in South Africa, beautiful Durban by the coast. You are there in Auckland, beautiful coast there as well, New Zealand. And today you don't have to go to that country. You can go interact with people through different media forums and in that way. But one day, when they have consolidated themselves and established the true Islamic country, then we will invite them and they were honorable guests of ours. So yes, we will do that, but now is not the time and place. They need to really consolidate whatever they have there, inshallah.
I see Anthony says that, Master AK, why don't you come and stay and live in Durban? I will assure that you will live happily here in Durban. Anthony, Ustad.
Happily ever after. So, Anthony, you must remember, I'm very, very happy wherever I am. It's not you stay in a place that will make you happy. You have to be happy, content with life. Just now, you know, I got one man, one vote, one wife. So we live together there in Johannesburg side. And now if I come here, then maybe I'll have to think of another wife, my brother Anthony. So you must remember this. So thank you for the offer. But you know that we're very happy wherever we are.
Somebody says, I am an insurance broker, Ustad. Is my income halal?
In Islam, remember that insurance, what we call nowadays the nominal and the normal way that is working, that definitely is not permissible. Why is it not permissible? Every month the person pays premium, and then when he has to claim, then you will find normally it is much, much more. So from where did that excess and the extra come? Either it is interest, either it's gambling, and both are condemned in Islam. Interest is condemned, chapter 2, verses 275 to 279, and gambling is condemned in chapter 5 and verse 90 and so forth. So therefore we will say that this conventional insurance nowadays, so that definitely unacceptable.
There's a listener says that, good morning sir, and to Radio Ansar listeners, the kids of today are totally out of hand. We can't shout or reprimand them in any way. How do you Muslims control your kids in bringing them up? This is Brother Samesh, Ustad.
Samesh, yesterday I performed a nikah. We had a marriage in our family. Our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas Capital Group, his beloved son, got married. So before the actual solemnizing of the marriage ceremony, I was giving him and the whole crowd, the big crowd, mashallah, so advices. So I told him that, see, Islam has taught us everything. So you are going to get married in a few minutes now, and then you will be, after one day, whatever the case might be, a few hours alone with your wife. So this is what you need to read before you even go to your wife and so forth. Bismillah, in the name of Almighty Allah, Jannibna Shaitan. Ya Allah, put the Satan, Lucifer, Satan, Shaitan far, far away from us, the husband, wife. وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا رَكَنَا and put the Satan, Lucifer, far, far away from the children and the offspring you will bless us with. And this is in Bukhari Sharif, the supplication. It is the most authentic book on which the tradition sayings of the Master Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned. So what you are doing, Brother Samesh, and Muslims also, majority of them, and human beings. So I said that last night, whether you married 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, you must still read this every time you go to your wife and fulfill the conjugal relationship. So Allah will protect you. Because if you don't do that, then the Quran teaches us, وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَإِدْهُمْ. The Satan becomes your partner in our children and in our wealth, and he promises all the false and hollow promises. So this is how human beings are misled and beguiled in this day and this age. All day they busy with Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, and that is what they think is the reality. But that is just playing on emotions. Come to the real life, and that is what Islam teaches us. So my brother Samesh, that is what every person has to do. Thank Almighty Allah for protection from Satan. for ourselves and our children, those who are alive and those yet to come. And in that way, you will find our children will become the coolness of our eyes rather than the monsters that we are seeing today. JazakAllah khair. That's our last program for this week. InshaAllah, that today I have to visit many, many places. And inshaAllah, tomorrow we will return and we will have Q&A tomorrow afternoon at Afiz Hussain Wadi between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum.